So perhaps it was a person in authority or a parent, a teacher, a coach, someone that you held in regard, someone you thought of as an expert. Maybe it was someone with greater knowledge of a particular field that you respected, an expert in the field, and it was their words or actions that undermined you and stole your hope. Maybe it was a peer, someone who was a close friend, who said something off the cuff without thinking, and in that thoughtless comment surprised you, but in some way stole your hope. Sometimes it can be a sibling, again, in a callous moment or a moment of rival and high levels of competition, saying or doing something that stole your hope. Cousins or extended family, a fellow student on the bus or at school. Perhaps a stranger who you never saw again, but you've always remembered the comment that he or she made. And perhaps it's a perception of yourself. Kind of going back to your list from the first night. Perhaps it's a quality or an attribute that you wish you had. And as you talk to yourself and your self-talk, you say, if I just had this gift, I could do these things. And the absence of that gift and that thought kind of steals your hope. Perhaps it's a quality you wish you could get rid of, a quality you wish you didn't have. And you've spent a significant amount of time wishing it away. Maybe that time and that energy and that wishing away of things has stolen some of your hope. Just make a note of it, something only you can understand. And finally, maybe a circumstances that stole your hope, something that got in the way, was expected or unexpected, problem with health or a problem with opportunity or a door that opened or a door that closed. Perhaps that moment caused embarrassment or some kind of shutdown. It might have been the loss at a competition or a failure in some small or medium or large way in your own mind. This is just unique to you. It's okay. There's no judgment here. Just make a note of what that was. If it was small, medium, or large, it's important to you and God. The Lord knows that. So at this time in the presentation, we're going to ask the Lord to bless you by sending the Spirit upon you. and the things that have been going through your mind and heart and your own maybe reaction to the talk, where your heart maybe skipped a beat, and asking for him to work through you as the advocate. We're going to watch a film clip about the Holy Spirit as advocate. There are two, this is Stand By Me with Morgan Freeman. He's the principal of Eastside High, brought in to turn the school around. The state has condemned basically the school, and the students have always had a difficult time passing exams, and he and the faculty are trying to get the entire school turned around and their minds and spirits lifted up. So look at how Morgan Freeman, as the principal, is advocating for these youth, and then look at the music teacher who wrote the song and how she's advocating for the youth. Listen to the words that they give to these kids. Listen to the tone of their voice, and let this clip move your heart, because they're the human personification of the Holy Spirit. So watch it, how they are like the Holy Spirit. This is just before exam. Isn't that an awesome song? When she says, swallow your pride, when he walked in as principal to her class and they were singing this song, he shut it down because it wasn't the school song. And she just, I think she's, the story is she's wrote this song. And then it becomes the song. And so what we, what she brought was living hope to the entire school, and they all learned this song, and they learned to sing it from the heart. What are some words that you heard that jumped out at you that were words of hope? Understand. Okay, we're going to listen, if we can, one more time, Father. Can we play it one more time? All right, listen for words of hope. Your heart is moved, right? Listen for the word that jumps out for you in the clip. Words of living hope that instill living hope. They're like the Holy Spirit for these kids. Okay, words. Give me words. Carry on. Carry on. Excellent. You can. Concentrate. Say again. Concentrate. I heard knuckle down too. That was my word just before concentrate. What? That was one that touched my heart. Other words. We all. Spirit that will not die. You just felt your soul surge to the ceiling when you heard that. I'll help you. Tomorrow. Future focused. Blessing of the future. Louder. Friend. One more. Lean on me. All of those words are words that Jesus would invite us to look at the Holy Spirit with those eyes. Those are all things when we call on the Holy Spirit to the advocate, our advocate in our lives, to give us those things, to bless us with those things. I'm going to give you the five components of a blessing that bring or infuse living hope in the soul. It's meaningful. The blessing is meaningful and appropriate to the person. Secondly, it's a spoken message. So meaningful, and it's spoken. In other words, you don't just think it, you speak it. And the reason for this is I'm going to be asking you to bless the people in your lives with this now that you know this. The third one, it attaches high value to the person being blessed. So there's high value. She's putting high value on these students. They're blessing the students. And the way that the Holy Spirit wants to for each of us. Attaching high value to the person, that was number three. Number four, picturing a special future for that individual. casting, speaking, blessing the future. Tomorrow, there's always tomorrow, is a blessing on every one of those kids' futures. Think of the prayers at Mass and how they bless your future. That's the intent. That's number four, bless a special blessing of the future, picturing a special future. And then number five, it's an active commitment to fulfilling the blessing. Lean on me. I'm with you. That's the form of a biblical, scriptural blessing. I'll repeat them just to go through them. It's meaningful and appropriate to the person. It's spoken, so not held in silence. It's spoken. It attaches high value to the one being blessed. It pictures a special future for the individual, and it's an active commitment to fulfilling the blessing. Lean on me. You're my friend. Your grandkids need you to bless them in a biblical way. Your kids need you to bless them in a biblical way. The people in your life need you to bless them in a biblical way. Your fellow parishioners and members of the community need you to do this, because God desires to do it for each of you. And God the Father did it for Jesus in his baptism. And so we're going to meditate on the baptism of the Lord and picture that, listening to the words of the Father bless his Son in these five ways. And then to bless you in the same way. So I'm going to just lead us through what's called guided lectio. And just stay where you are, take a deep breath, and this will conclude our time together tonight. As we ask the Lord to send his Holy Spirit to us and to infuse and restore in us living hope by actively reflecting on those voices in our lives that may have been a dark voice in one way or another, or have had a lasting impact in one way or another, or stuck with us in one way or another. Just acknowledging those things with gentleness and patience and calm. And then opening our minds up to imagining, picturing, sensing, experiencing the Lord's baptism and walking across a short track of desert, open sand to the River Jordan. This river that runs from the mountains of northern Israel to the Dead Sea in the south, through the Sea of Galilee, living water, fresh water. And John the Baptist is there, and he's baptizing, and Jesus goes to receive baptism. And John questions him, and then Matthew chapter 3, verse 15 begins. But Jesus answered him, "Let it be done so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Now picture yourself standing next to Jesus, knee-deep in water, rushes and cattails on the banks. You can hear John the Baptist's voice over the running water, this living water, this fresh water. You can feel the cool of the sand in your toes. You can feel the rushing of the water passing across your body. You feel the spray of the water on your face and on your hands. And with Jesus, John lowers you in your own baptism of the Holy Spirit. And as you dive into the depths, you rise an adopted son or daughter of the living God. And with the crowd, you see the sky open for yourself. Not a story, not someone else's account, but the clouds parting in this miraculous way. And then light streaming from above, from the heavenly realm, with special rays of light just on you. And you feel the fire of the Holy Spirit descending upon you. You feel the warmth and the power of the living God entering into your whole being. You feel the lightness of divinity infusing itself with your soul. You feel the darkness of those voices being lifted from your heart. You feel the memories that you've carried for a week, a month, a year, for years, diminishing and evaporating as the light of God enters your life. And you hear the rumble of a happy father from heaven uttering the words of blessing. The action of blessing has been there. And now the words of blessing, the claim on you, the adoption of you, the inclusion and acceptance of you as a member of his family. This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter. With whom I am well pleased. Simply look for the light in your mind and your heart right now, and simply look into the light of the Lord and receive that light. Perhaps the Lord has a word or a phrase for you or an image for you. Just open your heart to that word, that phrase, that image, that message, that stirring of the Spirit, that living hope. Receive it and remember it. That's His special gift to you. Come, Holy Spirit, bless each of us with living hope. And from that new place of living hope, restored and instilled with your fire, help us to be instruments of living hope in this parish and faith community, in this area of faith community. Help us to be living hope for all of our family members, all of those friends that we love, all of those members of the community that we encounter. And that we rely on the power of the Spirit, the advocate who dwells within us, to be our strength, our guide, the giver of life, our counselor when we need it, and tonight, our advocate, as we pray together, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you received a word or a phrase or an image, jot it down for yourself with the date, and just tuck that in your Bible somewhere as a reminder of God's gift to you tonight. And I'll turn it over to Father Craig.